tonight. And now here is Drew Burris, who is yet to be retired tonight. Got to give Auburn a lot of credit, too. This is a team that really has nothing to play for outside of their pride and obviously their seniors. They will have to go 6-0 over their final two SEC series and have another team, Ole Miss, go 0-6 in their final six SEC games just to make the SEC tournament. But they have not played like that tonight. They have played with some heart, robbing a couple of home runs, putting together some good at-bats. And Drew Burris batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Trey Younger aboard at first. Yellow Jackets down to their final out. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good changeup. Tech will be back in action, though, on Friday against Duke. First of three games. The visiting team in that series has actually won the last four series, oddly enough. The pitch outside. You got to go back to 2018, the last time that the home team won the series between Georgia Tech and Duke. Tech has won the last three series in Durham, and then Duke won the series here 2 years ago. Did not meet in 2020. Herbert Holtz with his 2-1 pitch. Low, three balls and a strike. Auburn goes to Missouri for their weekend series, then they finish up against Alabama. Pickoff throw to first, and there's nobody at first base. My gosh. Christian Herberholtz is going to be charged with a balk there because Cooper McMurray was not on the bag. Although I would certainly think that Cooper McMurray would sit here and say, we're up by five, there's two outs in the ninth inning. I don't think I need to be holding this guy too close, but that puts Younger in scoring position. 3-1 on Burris. Here's the pitch. Ball four. So Drew Burris, 2-for-2 tonight with three walks. He's driven in Tech's only two runs. That guy is pretty good. And now Matt Ellis is going to try and extend this inning. Only need a couple more base runners, and the tying run will be at the plate. And here comes Everett Tiefert. Going to have a mound visit. I mean, even this ninth inning, you think about how close it was. A two-out, three-run homer makes it a five-run game. And then, yeah, the robbed home run, that keeps two runs. That's a five-run swing right there. But, again, the margin is just so slim here in college baseball. And again, two-run homers have been robbed tonight by Auburn by two different outfielders. Again, one guy, with all due respect to Caleb Freeman, there's no way he's making that play. Caleb Ballou is a better athlete. The only reason Freeman's not out there in right field is because he blew a hamstring trying to chase down a foul ball. You know, some might say that might be a reflection of, you know, his ability to play the outfield, but either way, here's Matthew Ellis. The pitch. Ground ball chopped to first. McMurray's got it, and he'll take it to the bag, and Auburn sweeps the season series against the Yellow Jackets, winning 7-2 here at Russ Chandler Stadium on a night in which Georgia Tech did not play cleanly in the field, had a base-running hiccup or two, but also had two-run homers robbed tonight by the Auburn outfield. We'll be back to wrap it up as Auburn gets the win 7-2 on your home for Yellow Jacket Baseball on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
Hey, all of you dudes and babes out there. Feel free to tune in to Retrograde Riffs on Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m. to hear the most excellent and bodacious songs of the 1980s. Our jam is anything from new wave and synth pop to ear-crushing heavy metal. And remember, when you listen to our totally radical music, let's crank it up loud and party on.
Get on your feet and do the funky Alfonso.
Stonehenge on WRAK Atlanta, bringing classic rock, prog rock, country rock, and more that you won't hear on commercial radio. We start the night off with a full album and continue with more of our favorites. We're on air every Friday night from 8 p.m. until midnight. Stonehenge, only on WRAK Atlanta.
The night before behind the door, a leprechaun is cool.
Erebus. Exploring the frontier of post-punk, dark wave, cold wave, synth pop, and EBM. Tuesdays from 9 to 10, only on WREK Atlanta.
No need to keep switching games. Mode plays all of them Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on WRAK.
Stadium, Georgia Tech falls by a final score of 7-2 to the Auburn Tigers, and you know that doesn't even really tell the story, to be quite honest with you. You have two different two-run homers robbed in the game. You have some miscues in the field, and when you combine all that, I don't care who you are, you're probably going to lose. And you got to give Auburn some credit, of course, for robbing the two homers. And maybe curse the baseball gods just a little bit as well. You even go back to, I think it was the sixth inning, Cam Jones with what looked like it was going to be an RBI single. Great play made by the shortstop Cooper Weiss to keep a run off the board. So give Auburn a lot of credit. They played terrific defense. And I think you kind of look at it and say, you know, there were three pitches that, I mean, not only three pitches, but, you know, there were three pitches that were really over the heart of the plate, and they were taken deep for home runs. And, you know, for Tech, I think that's the biggest concern moving forward is you can't afford to have Mason Patel or Cam Hill miss in those spots. Having said that, with Cam, gave you four really good innings, a lot to be excited about for Cam Hill. And, you know, if you find yourself in a regional and you get there, you know, into your third or fourth game, you know, I don't think Cam Hill is going to put you in a spot where he's not going to help you win. I think he's a guy who can give you a chance. But again, I mean, his line looks entirely different because of those two batters there in the fifth inning. He'd gone four innings, given up just one hit, one unearned run, but then gave up back-to-back solo shots in the fifth, and that gave Auburn the lead. They never looked back. Your final line score, Auburn 7 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. They left a total of 8 men on base. Georgia Tech 2 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 10 men on base. The win goes to Ben Shore. The loss befalls Cam Hill, his first of the season, and Christian Herberholz picks up his second save. Game time, 3 hours and 2 minutes. Attendance over 2,000 tonight. And 7 of the 9 Yellow Jackets all had hits tonight as well. Drew Burris is our Georgia Natural Gas Impact Player of the Game. Live the greener life and make your natural gas usage carbon neutral at gng.com/green. So, as we look ahead, Georgia Tech falls 28-18. They are still 12-12 in ACC play. And, again, we kind of talked about it in the ninth inning there after Ballou's 3-run homer, but a loss tonight I don't think really impacts Georgia Tech's NCAA tournament resume if they get to 15-15 in ACC play. Where this could have a negative impact is if you only win 2 of your next 6 ACC games. You're 14-16. At that point, your resume is going to be really scrutinized. RPI is going to be questioned. And, you know, I think it goes without saying, of course, Georgia Tech's non-conference schedule, not the strongest outside of facing Georgia and Auburn, and you go 0-4 against those teams, that could cause some problems. But, again, it's all within Georgia Tech's control. And, again, I don't think you look at tonight and say you walk away feeling like this team's not playing its best. I mean, outside of, you know, you had an error on the pitcher and you had a kind of a funky error there on the call at second base where Peyton Green wasn't given the benefit of the doubt. That led to two unearned runs. But everything else, you know, you had a base running mistake by Drew Burris, but everything else, I think you hit the ball hard. You hit what should have been two home runs if not for some spectacular plays, and you pitched extremely well. I really think the headline tonight in my mind is you look at the next three pitchers that Georgia Tech brought in after Michael Cavalla, and you have Brett Barfield, scoreless inning. I know he had the error in the field, but really got out of a dangerous situation and limited the damage. Dawson Brown, 1-2-3 inning. Brett Thomas with only a walk in his scoreless inning. And Terry Bussey works around a base hit in his scoreless inning. So, you know, what you saw from Brown, Thomas, and Bussey, I promise you, things go the way Georgia Tech wants. They're going to be in some high-leverage spots trying to protect some leads late. And I feel like, if nothing else, they'll go home tonight and feel a little more confident in their ability to come through for their team. That's going to do it for us. A big thanks to all of you tuning in. Reminder, we'll be back on the air 5:45 Friday night, the first of three games against number 9 Duke as they come to Rush Chandler Stadium for the final ACC home series of the season for Georgia Tech. We look forward to talking to you then. Until then, your final score tonight, Auburn 7, Georgia Tech 2. You heard it right here on the Georgia Tech Sports Network.
You've been listening to radio coverage of Georgia Tech baseball. Stay up to date on all things Tech baseball by going to RamblinRec.com and downloading the Georgia Tech Game Day app. We'll see you for the next first pitch. This has been a presentation of Georgia Tech Athletics.
You're listening to WREK Atlanta, your home for quality, diverse, student-run radio. We give all the birds a chance. Tired of the typical rock music you hear on the radio? Listen to Rock, Rhythm, and Roll on weekday afternoons to hear Rex's interpretation of the standard rock format. You can hear from any number of genres, including punk, blues, hip-hop, indie, and much more, during Rock, Rhythm, and Roll every weekday afternoon here on Rec 91.1 FM.
As temperatures climb.
That was The Wizard Turns On from the album At War with the Mystics by The Flaming Lips.